You're listening to audio from Destiny Church. If you would like to check more resources or donate to this ministry, you can download the Destiny Church PH official app or log on to www.destinychurch.ph/give.
I want us to pray right now as we get into the Word. Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for this wonderful afternoon. And I pray, Lord, that you will begin to change us once again. Lord, help us to understand what real change, what real repentance is. And Lord God, bring us to that place that, Lord, as we get to know you more, our hearts will be turned towards you. Lord, let that fire of the Holy Spirit begin to change and transform every single one of us. Father, we just surrender to you this afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give a clap to the Lord. Okay, so over the last couple of weeks, no, ever since we started January, we had this theme that we have been talking about, and it is about keeping the fire alive. Right? Okay? So we need to understand, you know, God made us in such a way that we are to be passionate people. Okay? You know, we are to be people who are on fire. God wants you to be on fire. Amen? Right? Okay? And we have been on this theme. I want us to turn our Bibles again to that verse in Leviticus chapter 6 so that every one of us could at least start from the same page. No, Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. We've been reading this passage, no, for the last couple of weeks since January, and let's read it once again. Sabi dito, okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Meanwhile, the fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must never go out. Each morning, the priest will add fresh wood to the fire and arrange the burnt offering on it. He will then burn the fat of the peace offerings on it. Remember, the fire must be kept burning on the altar at all times. It must never go out. And as mentioned in the earlier weeks, no, pinag-usapan natin that one of the things that God keeps on identifying with is fire. Okay? God calls himself in Leviticus and all the way to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. From Old Testament to New Testament, God has always identified himself as an all-consuming fire. Okay? No, he appeared to Moses through the burning bush. John the Baptist talked about Jesus Christ and described his ministry as what? No, John the Baptist was saying, no, may nagtanong sa kanya, are you the one? Are you the Messiah? Okay? And he said, I baptize you with water. This is what I do. Okay? But there's going to come after me who is what? Who's coming to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and with fire. Yeah, you need to understand. No, the ministry of Jesus is described as what? No, as a ministry of fire. And that's why I believe that that Christians, believers, should be the most on fire people in this world. That was a good place to be on fire. Again, eh? I believe that of all the people in the world, the people that should have been most passionate and most on fire are the Christians. Yeah. Right? You know, come on. We've been on this topic for what? For weeks already. If you haven't caught fire yet, I don't know what's up with you. Are you there? Hey, God, our God is an all-consuming fire. He describes himself as fire. And this afternoon, we're gonna further understand what fire does. And if I were to give a title to this afternoon's message, it's gonna be, I'm thinking, fire, simple as fire and repentance. Or a longer title would be, keep the fire burning, a call to repentance and holy living. One of my most favorite stories in the Bible, okay, is in the story of Elijah. Now, before that, before we look at Elijah, okay, you know, when you talk about fire, fire has this very unusual characteristic. There's this writer by the name of Mario D'Urso says something about fire. Fire changes the property of the most hardened surfaces. Okay? You need to understand, one of the distinct qualities of fire is that fire has this quality, may kapasidad dito, no, that whatever comes in contact with fire, fire is able to change the properties of that particular element. Okay? Walang bagay na dumaan sa apoy, no, nananatiling, parehas lang yung state niya. Hindi pwedeng dumaan ka sa apoy o dumaan na isang bagay sa apoy na hindi nababago yung consistency o yung kanyang estado. Okay? Like for example, yun nga, pag dinaan mo ang kahoy sa apoy, okay? Pag dumaan ang kahoy sa apoy, anong mangyayari? Maaabo yan, mababago yan. Hindi yan pwedeng manatiling, no, kahoy the same way. Kahit yung mga pinakamatitigas, the most hard of all elements, metals, okay? If you bring them through fire, even the hardest of metals melt in fire. Okay? I remember seeing in one of the countries I visited, there was this exhibit of someone doing what you call glass blowing. Ano yung glass blowing? Okay? This is the skill and the technique of melting glass. Talk about glass. No, glass is hard. No, if you try to press against glass, it's gonna break. But you know, but can you imagine glass melts? No, under superheated furnace. Talagang dinaan sa apoy yung glass. No, all of a sudden it's almost like liquid, and he's able to. No, he's able to change, no, the shape and mold the glass, no, to whatever this glass blower sees it fit. Okay. That's how powerful fire is. Nothing goes through fire. Listen, and it remains the same. Let me repeat that. Nothing goes through fire. Okay. Yung ordinaryong tubig, ilagay mo sa apoy. Ano mangyayari? Magbo-boil yan. Okay? You leave it at that. No, that water stops from becoming liquid. It turns into gas. It changes. Okay? No? Combustible material, like the chair, you put fire into that. No? It's gonna turn into carbon. Nothing goes through fire and remains the same. And I find it amazing that one of the things that God identifies himself with is fire. Because in the same way, naniniwala ako that nothing comes in contact with the presence of God. Not religion. Okay? Nothing who comes in contact with the living, holy God remains the same. You look at the Bible, no? How were the lives of people transformed and changed? Okay? These were people who came in contact with God. One great example, for example, see, there's this guy in the Bible, si Zacchaeus. Okay? Sino si Zacchaeus? No, sabi dito, he was the chief of tax collectors. This man was rotten. This man was a sinner. Walang konsensya, no? Okay? During that time, what tax collectors do, they literally, okay, take money from widows and poor people, no, for their own gain. No, they literally have betrayed their nation and worked for the Roman government. Walang conscience. But amazingly, this guy, Zacchaeus, one day, he encounters Jesus. And all it took was a simple encounter. No, Jesus was merely passing by. Zacchaeus ran, no, wanting to see Jesus, to have a glimpse of Jesus. He ran ahead, climbed a tree kasi maliit siya. Eh, I don't have time to point you that story. So, makit siya dun sa puno. And as Jesus was passing by, Jesus looks up to him. Okay, it's there. Thank you, guys. You're so quick. Praise God for our multimedia. Okay? That's not in my outline though. Okay. So, he goes, no, he was at a sycamore tree. Pagkatapos, pagsakto pagdaan ni Jesus, Jesus stopped. There's crowds of people there. And he looks at Zacchaeus and says, Zacchaeus, come down. Okay? I'm gonna eat at your house. And eventually that's what happened. Zacchaeus prepares a lunch or dinner in his house. And this man's life was transformed. You know, this person was changed. Ay, sabi niya, Lord, okay, kung meron man akong dinaya, 4 times kong ibabalik. Wow. No, he didn't just, okay, listen. He didn't just felt sorry for his sin. He actually changed. It's one thing to feel sorry. No, this man literally changed. You talk about the Apostle Paul, who was what? Eh? Who was a murderous persecutor of the first century church. On his way to Damascus, yung nga, he had these letters of authorities. Letters, no? Of what? That he has the power to bind, no? Drag Christians na mahuli niya. And on his way, Jesus appears on him like a blinding light and calls out his name, Saul, Saul, eh? Why are you persecuting me? And he says, look, he was nabulag si po. Sabi niya, who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus of Nazareth. And then, you know, the rest is history. You know, here's a guy who was against the church, killing people. And by the end of what? Eh, by the end of the story in the book of Acts, alam natin, Paul has written about 1/3 of the New Testament. No one who encounters God remains the same. Right? And so I believe that if we are to experience God, hindi pwedeng manatili ka sa estado mo eh. Right? There's this story in 1 Kings chapter 18, but I want us to start in 1 Kings chapter 17. Okay? Yeah, if you have your Bibles, I'd appreciate that you open your Bibles. No, you know, we cannot get used to simply be reading the text of the scriptures from the slide. It would be good to have your own Bibles, and I'd like to encourage you. Those of you no na hindi pa nagbe-birthday. No, meaning if your birthday is from now, starting from today till the end of 2019, okay, make sure your friends know na gusto niyo ng Bible sa birthday niyo. A good one. Okay, yung leather bound, silver or gold edge. You know, yeah, if you're gonna buy your Bible, you might want to buy something that's really nice and good. Diba? Hey, diba? If you have the money, won't you buy a better phone? Of course you want a better phone. If you have money, would you not buy a branded shirt that, you know, a really good quality shirt? How much more? Yeah, when you buy your Bibles, please don't buy just the, huwag ka mag-abang nung ano, nung freebie galing sa, that's still the Word of God though. But what I mean is, so that you're gonna treat it as precious, right? This is God's Word. Amen? These are not man's words. Okay? So, 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. Okay. Here we are introduced to the first time that this man was introduced to it in the Bible. No? Now, Elijah, the Tishbite from Tishb in Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.
Wow.
Now, let me give you a background of what was happening in this situation. King Ahab, the king of Israel, his heart was slowly, okay, after a long line of succession of kings, yung mga kings during that time in Israel, their hearts were drifting away from God. Now, it was not like an overnight thing na all of a sudden, iniwan nila yung Diyos. Iniwan nila yung pagsunod, yung pananampalataya ng Diyos. You know, ingat, okay? If we are not careful, there's this tendency to simply drift. Okay? And by this time, yung kalagayan, yung sitwasyon ng buong bansa ng Israel, okay, the whole nation has basically drifted from serving God into serving this false god they call at that time Baal, si Baal. Okay? Now, you might wanna ask, no, bakit ganito yung introduction kay Elijah? Okay? He comes into the scene, and the next thing you know, he was prophesying to the king, telling the king, as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word. Okay. As I mentioned a while ago, it was a time dun sa bansa ng Israel that they were, okay, that there was this false god called Baal, and actually, it's not just a false god. There was a movement, almost like a cult following that, you know, both the monarchy, right, the rich class of Israel, and also, okay, the masses of people, they were following this. They were part of this Baal cult movement. Okay? It was not only popular among the rich and among the monarchy, it was popular literally dun sa nation. In other words, okay, probably a better word in our generation would be trending. I mean, Baal worship at that time was something that was cool. Like, if you are in, okay, you are supposed to be a Baal worshiper. It is the most trending thing at that time. Both the rich and the poor, no, parang considered it an honor, a privilege, a cool thing to be part of this Baal worship. Okay? But the thing is, okay, I'd like to point this out. Baal was known for, you know, he was thought, at least, to be a god who is able to control, guess what? The rain. He was a god who is able to control the weather. Okay? So, what that means is when there's a, diba, you need to understand, nung panahon na yun, Israel was basically an agricultural kingdom. And so, if, you know, you thrive on agriculture, and for agriculture to flourish, you know, you need water, you need rain to water your crops. And so, parang ganun yung tingin kay Baal, na if they need water, if they need rain, you know, they're believing that Baal is the one who's going to provide rain for them. I remember years ago when I was, you know, I grew up in this agricultural town of San Marcelino, Zambales. And yun nga, you know, people basically, most of the people rely on their crops, you know, for food. Okay? And yeah, I remember there were times that, you know, Pag-asa would say that there was a drought going on, and literally, halos walang ulan. And the whole town would call for a procession, okay, no, in honor of, I remember, San Isidro. Okay? No, believing that if they pray to San Isidro, eh, there, no, rain is gonna come. I realize, wow, itong si San Isidro mukhang may roots kay Baal. That's weird. So anyway, that is why when Elijah comes in, he says, as the Lord God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next 3 years. And then he drops the mic. Literally. No, you never get to see Elijah, the nation. King Ahab never got to see Elijah ever again from that time until 3 years. Like, he speaks this word as if to say, really? Your God is the God of rain? Well, as the Lord my God lives, whom I serve, there will be no rain nor dew in the next 3 years. Bye. Boom. And literally, in the next 3 years, there was not a single drop of rain. The rivers began to dry up. Fast forward. Chapter 18. Okay. When the 3 years has passed, Elijah reappears. Now, for the longest time, they've been looking for Elijah. He was literally wanted. No, he was. And now, he just like that, he reappears. And appears before Ahab. No? Sige, go ahead. Turn to chapter 18. In verse 20, ito na. So Ahab summoned all the people of Israel, okay, and the prophets to Mount Carmel. Now look at this. Then Elijah stood in front of them and said, "How much longer will you waver and hobbling between two opinions?" Now, yun nga, pakita ko lang sa inyo yung kalagayan ng mga tao at that time. The whole nation, they haven't really left God. In fact, they were still what? Kumbaga sa if we are to give a picture of what was happening in present time, okay, they would still be what? Coming to church, singing the songs, probably even doing their Bible readings. Okay. But at the same time, so on Sunday, they serve God, they come to church, but Mondays to Saturdays, they're literally what? Living the life they just want to live, totally different from what God wants them to live. They were serving, yun na nag-wever. In other words, kumukompromiso, no? At the same time na nagsisilbi sa Panginoon, supposedly, okay, nagsisilbi din sila dun kay Baal. Walang distinction sa buhay nila. Yung term natin dito, di ba, parang ang term is namamangka sa dalawang ilog. Sala sa init, sala sa lamig. Walang conviction. Walang paninindigan. Okay? Walang malinaw. No, alam niyo, yung trend ngayon eh. Walang kasarian. Okay? Wala nang tama at mali. No? Okay? Love wins. Yun na, pati yung concept ng love, sinira. Tinanggal yung tunay na definition. Okay? So, makita natin dito, ganito yung naging estado nung bahay ng Israel. They kept on wavering between two opinions, no? And so Elijah challenges them, okay? Sabi niya dito, "If the Lord is God, then serve him. If you really believe that God is God, then no? Serve him." Sabi ni Jesus, kaya ngayon first command, no? Sabi ni Jesus, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." If he is really God and Lord over your life, then do as what he wants. Okay? Do his will. If he is God, if he is Lord over your life, then let his will be done, not what you want, not your own desires. Okay? Are you there? Sabi dito, no? "But if Baal be God," kung hindi naman, kung hindi, Diyos ang Diyos, sige, go ahead. Don't fool yourself. Eh? Sabi yan, "But the people were completely silent." Parang ganito. They were silent. They didn't want to say anything. Eh? So to settle this, Elijah makes a proposal. Okay. Then Elijah said to them, "I'm the only one of the prophet of the Lord who is left, but Baal has 450 prophets." I like that. I mean, hey, here you would realize that God was never impressed by numbers. It doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to go. It's just obvious that God is not moved by numbers. Sabi ni Elijah, I'm the only one left. Okay? And Baal has 450 prophets. No? Now, sabi niya, "Bring two bulls. The prophets of Baal may choose whichever bull whichever they want, whichever one they wish, and cut it into pieces and lay it on the wood of their altar, but without setting fire to it. I will prepare the other bull, lay it on the wood on the altar, but not set fire to it. Now, you need to understand what is going on here. During those days, it was a common practice for religions of all cultures to what? To worship their gods by what? Offering a sacrifice. Okay? No, it was a normal thing for people of that day. If they want to worship their gods, whether true gods or the real God, no, they would set an animal or sometimes they would even sacrifice people. They would literally lit people on fire. No, hoping that the sacrifice would be acceptable. Okay? Pero sabi dito, okay, then call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answers by fire, by setting fire to the wood, is the true God. That is awesome. So we'll know. We will find out. Let's settle this. You do your stuff. You offer your sacrifice to God. I'll do mine. Okay? You pray to your God. I'll pray to my God. The God who answers by fire. We're not going to lit our sacrifice. We're not going to light it up. We'll see who the real God is. The one who answers by fire is God. And all the people agree. Okay? Then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, you go first. Ladies first. It's like... Anyway, that was just my... So you go first, for there are many of you. Choose one of the bulls, prepare it, call on the name of your God, but do not set the wood on fire. Okay? So they prepared one of the bulls, placed it on the altar. Now remember, this was before the whole nation. Thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of the Israelites were literally watching this showdown in Mount Carmel. Okay? Then they called on the name of Baal from morning until noontime, shouting, Baal, answer us! But there was no reply. Then they danced, hobbling around the altar. I want you to picture this. No? So there's this altar in the middle. Those are a lot of people. It's probably more than us here. Can you imagine? No? Just try to imagine about this many people, or even more. No, surrounding this altar with a dead bull on top of it, and they're crying out, Baal, answer us. And they've been dancing and hobbling. And okay. Sabi dito, but about noontime, no, they were doing it from morning until noontime. That's a lot of crying out and hobbling and dancing. Okay. Now about noontime, you have to love the character of Elijah. Okay. Sabi dito, about noontime, Elijah began mocking. I'm not even sure if he's Christian. He started to make fun. Eh? That's why I believe sometimes we can... Minsan lang naman. Just, pag, ano, sa, Lord, I'm just being like Elijah. But Jesus would tell you, you're not an Elijah, you're a Christian. Total na, sa Bible naman si Elijah. Anyway, Elijah began mocking, you have to shout louder! He scoffed, for surely he is a God. Look at this, he's literally mocking. Perhaps he's daydreaming or he is relieving himself. Now, you need to understand, what does that mean? A little relieving oneself. Okay? That's the English nice word of saying, baka tumatae Diyos nyo. Can you, sa ilakasan nyo, baka nasa CR, tumatae. Or maybe he's on a trip, or asleep, and needs to be wakened. Utu-utu naman itong mga ito. So they shouted louder. And following their normal custom, they what? They started to cut themselves. Makakala nyo, new thing yan? Cutting? Panahon pa ni Elijah, meron na yan. No, kaya pauso ng mga millennials yan. Noon pa. They started cutting themselves with knives, swords, until the blood gushed out. They raved all afternoon until the time of the evening sacrifice. But still, there was no sound, no reply, no response. Finally, I think by that time they were just dead tired. I mean, literally all day. They probably become so weak from even hemorrhaging. Then Elijah called to the people, "Come over here." They all crowded around him and asked here. Now, I like this. I want you to picture this. This is so, the imagery is amazing. I try to imagine this. Elijah, sabi dito, repaired the altar of the Lord that has been torn down. So there's this altar of God that for the longest time, no one has offered worship. No one has offered sacrifice. And so, Elijah repairs. Sabi dito, he took 12 stones. I mean 12 stones? Each to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Each to represent the nation. As if to say that you're part of this. And he used the stones to rebuild the altar in the name of the Lord. Then he dug a trench around the altar. Amazingly, may iba siyang ginawa pa. Kumukay na ng kanal, a trench around the altar, large enough to hold about 3 gallons. Okay? He piled wood on the altar, cut the bull in pieces, and laid the pieces on the wood. Then he said, "Fill 4 large jars with water and pour the water over the offering and the wood." Now, this is amazing. Imagine all these people watching and they're thinking, what is he doing? How in the world is that wood going to light up? Paano po yan? Ibinasa niya. As if to really make a statement, no? He was, first of all, in the logical world, logical frame of mind, there's really no way that wood is going to light up apart from, no, may nagsindi. Wala pang nakakagawa nun. Hindi nagawa ng 450 prophets ni Baal. And so, what was being done was already close to impossible, other than, of course, God is really the one. But he makes it all the more impossible. He what? He drenches, okay, the wood and the sacrifice with water. Okay? After they had done this, sabi niya, do the same thing again. And then when they had finished, he said, now do it a third time. Basahin niyo pa. So basang-basa sabi dito, what happened? No? Nag-uumapaw na sa tubig yung ano. It even filled, the water ran around the altar and filled the trench, knowing that it was soaking wet. Now this is amazing. At the usual time for the offering, the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet walked up and prayed, "O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, prove today that you're God in Israel and that I'm your servant. Prove that I have done all that is at your command. O Lord, answer me so that all these people will know that you, O Lord, are God and that you have brought them back to yourself." I love that part. Sabi dito, Lord, he was praying. Lord, let them know that you are God. But not only that, sabi niya, and that you, God, have brought them back. In another translation, have turned them back to yourself. What he's saying was this was an act of God, no? The word repentance, sabi natin, this is a call to repentance. What is the word repentance, no? Sometimes we are afraid, or you know, in churches today, we don't like the idea of repentance being taught. No, parang it sounds, you know, religious. But you need to understand, one of the major themes of the Bible is repentance. And repentance is not really a scary thing. Yan, sa Tagalog kasi pag repentance, parang yung kasalanan, pagsisisi. But you'll be surprised that deep inside every human being's heart is a cry for repentance. Because you know what is repentance? Repentance in the Greek, no, is the word metanoia. Why Greek? You might ask, bakit Greek? The New Testament Bible was written in the Greek language. And every time you would see the word repentance in English, in the Greek, the word is metanoia. Okay? What is metanoia? It literally means change. A change of life. A change of heart. A turning away. And diba, isn't it true that for the longest time, probably, no, one of the greatest cries of our nation, one of the prayers of every Filipino is, Lord, is a cry, is a prayer for change. Lord, change us. Baguhin niyo kami. We don't want to remain the same. We don't want the same government over and over. We don't want the same corruption existing over and over. We want to see real change. We want to see change. And though we struggle with it, we find it hard to change despite all our opportunities, di ba? Yun nga, technically speaking, every 3 years, every 6 years, we have this opportunity to change our leaders. But then, somehow we keep on what? Choosing the same as if yun nga, we find it hard for ourselves to turn. We want it, but we don't. We desire it, but we somehow can't. Eh? But what's amazing in this, no, is what? Sabi dito, okay? Sabi ni Elijah, Lord, that you are the ones who is turning them. Because probably left to their own capacity, they cannot, just like us. Left to yourself, left to ourselves, we cannot change. But we have a God, no, who's the one who turns us, who brings us back to Him. A turning away. Are you there? Hey, what is repentance, no? You know, eventually, no, let's just finish the story here. Immediately, the fire of the Lord flashed down. Can somebody come up? Hey, worship team, I mean. Immediately, the fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven and burned up the young bull, the wood, and the stones, and the dust. It even licked up the water in the trench. Like, can you imagine? Water. Even the fire was so huge. Sabi dito, it even licked yung apoy dinilaan yung water. The water was on fire. And when all the people saw it, they fell face down on the ground and cried out, "The Lord, He is God. Yes, the Lord is God." They started to acknowledge, what are we doing? Why have we allowed our hearts to turn and worship Baal? Why have we allowed our hearts to keep on sinning and compromising? When although, you know, they had a revelation that God is God. Their hearts were turned. Their lives were changed. It's amazing how in a fire, when the Lord answered by fire, that fire of God initiated a change in the hearts of the people. They began to recognize who God is and they decided to follow God. In the New Testament, you'll see this over and over again. John the Baptist preached in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. He said, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." There's a call to repent. There's a call to change. Okay? Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness saying, "Repent, the kingdom of God is near." And this is he was spoken through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make path straight for him." What is John saying? Repent. And maybe, you know, maybe the word repent is not really that palatable. But what he's saying is, change your ways. Change your ways. John the Baptist was described a voice crying in the wilderness. Make his path straight. What do you mean by that? Ituwid. And let's face it. Niba sometimes, no? Despite sometimes nag-church na tayo, nag-attend tayo ng service, may mga bagay na baluktot sa buhay natin. And ito yung repentance, sabi, ituwid mo yung baluktot. Itama yung mali. Huwag kang manatili dun sa path ng mali. Change. Repent. Repentance is not a scary thing. It is God's mercy telling you, telling me, magbago ka. Change. No? Sabi to turn away. Let me give you this illustration. Kai and you, Billy, just come over here. You're here. Kai, ito ka. So imagine this is you or this is the nation of Israel. Right? And you know, what this guy is doing is he's been trending kasi si Billy ngayon. Trending si Baal. You know, in this world, daming bagay na trending. Trending ang homosexuality. Trending ang AIDS. Trending ang selfies. Selfies, almost synonymous with selfish. Trending ang pornography, premarital sex, adultery. Trending to trending. And this guy, he wants the trending. He's following. His life is turned away from God. And maybe he wants to. But you know, one of the terms that if you read your Bibles, one of the terms that God used for the nation of Israel was this term, you stiff-necked generation. Sino dito nakaranas? You try to understand, bakit stiff-necked? Sino dito na stiff-necked na? Kasi pag na-stiff-neck kayo, okay, hindi mo mapihit yung leeg mo sa sakit, di ba? Pag kunyari may tumawag sa'yo sa likod, instead na gumanong ka, hindi ka maka-turn. Gusto mo pero hindi mo ma-turn. As sakit. No, hindi ka maka-turn. Hindi mo mapihit. And some people, we have lost our capacity na pihitin ang sarili natin para sumunod talaga sa Diyos. But you know what? What? The fire, the presence of God, the revelation of God. Yung prayer ni Elijah, sabi niya, God, let them know that you're God and you are the one. You are the one who turns. Okay? He puts his hand on this man and turns him. Only by, yun nga, hindi, bakit ayaw ng Lord? Kill Jay lang ba si God? Is God just selfish about himself? No, akin ka lang. Hindi ko lang. No. Alam ni Lord, kapag nagpatuloy siya, mapapahamak siya. Masisira buhay niya. Eh, minsan, di ba, parang katulad na isang ama, na isang anak, sa kanyang anak, na, pag nakita niya, kahit na gusto, no, kahit na minsan magtampo yung anak mo eh. Pero dahil gusto mo siya ituwid, gusto mo siya itama, hindi dahil sa galit ka, pero mahal mo siya eh. Mahal mo. Sabi doon, no, si God yung nag-turn. He gives you the grace to turn. Are you there? You can sit down, guys. Thank you. Jesus preached repentance. Sabi niya, if you no, in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, except you change, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He was not saying this out of anger. Hindi ka nagsisi! Hindi. Hey, if you don't change, if you don't repent, you're gonna perish. Just some ideas about repentance, no? These guys are some of my heroes in faith. Charles Spurgeon lived, I think, in the 19th century. You know, he's known in England as the Prince of Preachers. Amazing pastor, man of God. A writer as well. He said this. Sabi niya, repentance is a discovery of the evil of sin. A mourning that we have committed it. A resolution to forsake it. Okay? Kasi kadalasan pag-repentance, akala natin yung nalungkot ka lang eh. No? Kaya minsan akala natin yung pagsisisi has something to do with nalungkot ka lang. Lahat ng tao na nagkasala, especially pag nahuli, nalulungkot. Dahil nahuli ka eh. But what is a real repentance? Sabi niya, it's a discovery of evil. You natuklasan mo, this is wrong. A mourning that we have committed it, and a resolution to forsake it. It is in fact a change of mind of a very deep and practical character, which makes the man love what once he hated and hate once what he once he loved. Wow. Sabi dito, no? It changes so much, which makes the man love what he once hated. No, isn't it true that we did? Okay, let's face it. We don't love God. Maybe we say we love God, but our action speaks differently. Okay? What do we love? We love sin. We love sin. We love, no, I love, before I love to lust, I love pornography, I love to get angry. I love to meditate on bitterness and my lust. I love to be proud and meditate on my pride. Okay? That's what I love. But then you know, there was a turning, no? Which makes the man love what he once hated. We used to hate God, but now we love God. And hate what he once loved. J.I. Packer writes, repentance means a turning from as much as you know of your sin to give as much as you know of yourself to as much as you know of your God. And as our knowledge grows at these three points, so our practice of repentance has to be enlarged. John Piper says, repenting means experiencing a change of mind that now sees God as a true and beautiful and worthy of all praise and obedience. He's worthy of your obedience. You're not being forced to obey. You realize he's worthy of my obedience. He deserves. Finally, Jonathan Edwards was a pastor in the 17th century. Okay. Together with John Wesley, they make up what was known in Christian history as the Great Awakening. Grabe, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people turned towards God during that time in the Americas and in England, in Europe. And this is what Jonathan Edwards said. How do we tell a real conversion? He calls repentance conversion. How do we tell a real conversion? Well, it is not whether or not the person has had conviction of sin or not. People can have conviction of sin and never regenerate. Look at what he's saying. Minsan daw parang nakukonvict ka, may naramdaman ka, pero hindi ka nagbabago. It is not whether conversion is fast or speedy. Hindi yan pabilisan. Stony ground hearers receive the word immediately. It is not whether when people profess to be converted, they have physical phenomena. They tremble or weep. Sabi, no? Felix, if you know Felix, yung pinag-testify ni Paul, sabi, tremble. It's none of those things. The real evidence of conversion is the presence of regeneration. And regeneration is a change of nature, a new life. Okay. Well, what are we to change from? I'd be more specific right now. Because there's a lot of things. One of the things that Jesus spoke against, and not only spoke against, but he kept on showing how wrong this is, was the sin of hypocrisy. And I think more than any other sin, this is something that plagues not the world, not the unbelievers, but believers. Yung tao sa mundo, hindi naman hypocrite yan eh. Bakit? Natural na sa kanya yung gumawa ng mali. Yung sin of hypocrisy, ito yung ingay, yung pakitan tao. And makikita mo that so many times Jesus spoke against this, warned the people not to be like, particularly yung Pharisees. No, let me just give you a couple of verses. Okay? Look at this. Matthew chapter 6 verse 2 to 5. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it over Facebook. Iba yung translation ko. Wow. If they had Facebook that day, I'm sure that would have been the translation. Okay? Well, sabi dito, if you're doing something good, don't announce it as hypocrites do. Okay? On the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Now, you know, sometimes it's good that we talk about the things we do in order to testify. Pero, yun nga, we have to be very, very careful about the motive. Ano motive mo? Let's face it, yun nga, there's a part in us that why do we post this stuff and this good stuff? No? Okay? We want the approval of people. We were looking for the likes. Ilan yung magla-like? Ilan yung magko-comment? And the idea is, yun nga, to draw people to yourself. Okay? It's not even about God. Sabi dito, when you give to the, truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your hand know what is your right hand is doing. Okay? So I'm not saying you don't post good things anymore, but you know, it's a matter of motive. Okay? What are your motive mo? Tingnan niyo pa to, sabi dito, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. No? Una sa aspect ng ano? Aspect ng paggawa ng tama, pagbibigay sa mahirap, no? Ito naman, ay patungkol sa prayer. Okay? You know, I post things about prayer meetings so that, you know, to for people to join us. Pero yung nakakatakot is when you post something about prayer as if yun nga eh, to make yourself look spiritual apart from who you really are. Kasi ang daling magpakita ng no, ang daling mag-paint ng picture sa, I'm sure nakita niyo, no, lahat naman tayo din pa Facebook, nakita niyo yung ano, yung nagse-selfie sa mga magagandang ano. Ina, yung kunyari yung may anak ko nakita, yung babae, no. Nakita siya ng parang lupa lang na parang may buha-buhangin. Tapos may konting bulaklak. Umiga siya doon. Sa gitna ng ano, yung kalsada, mayroong portion na parang umiga siya doon, may buhangin. Sinelfie niya. Tapos pinost. A day in the beach. Tatawa kayo, pero ganun tayo eh. Pati sa ano eh. Okay? Ang daling mag-paint ng spiritual life eh. Okay? These people honor, Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 to 9. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Teachings are merely human rules. No? Matthew chapter 23, verse 23 to 25. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Ay, alam yung Greek word for hypocrites, no? Sa Greek, sa Bible, sa original, hypocritos. Ibig sabihin nun, no, hypocritos, ito yung mga actors sa Greek theater. Acting lang. Minsan yung pagpunta natin sa church, yun yung acting lang natin, ibang-iba yung buhay mo. Okay? Andali mo mag-post ng spiritual quotes, pero at the same time, may account ka sa grinder. I don't even know what that is. Pastor Kai told me, I said, okay, I'll use it. Pero yun nga, may... May account ka sa, ano ba yung, meron pa isa, Tinder? These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Well, no, that's Matthew 15:8-9. Matthew 23:23-25. Sabi dito, you hypocrites, you give a tenth of the spices of mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, faithfulness. One last story. Okay? In Acts chapter 5, there's this man, a couple actually, by the name of Ananias and Sapphira. They were supposedly believers. Okay? This was the first century church. This was the church. No, a great lives were being changed. People were coming to the Lord. No, ito yung time na buhay pa sila Peter, sila, yung mga pastors at the time, sila Peter, sila James. Okay? And there's this couple, Ananias and Sapphira. They sold some property. He brought part of the money to the apostles, claiming it was the full amount. With his wife's consent, he kept the rest. Okay, what did they do? Okay. During that time, a lot of people, they were being moved by God, and they wanted to help. No, they want to help the church advance. They were seeing a lot of needy people in the church, and so some people decided to sell their properties and give it to the apostles to be used for the church. Now, this couple decided, you know, let's do this as well. So, nagbenta sila ng kanilang lupa, ng property nila. And, now, first of all, number one, it was not required. Okay? That property is theirs. The apostles were not asking it. They were not being obligated to do it. It was a voluntary thing as the Lord deals with it. Apparently, nagbenta sila ng lupa. Pagkatapos, binigay nila portion ng property. Okay? Pero ang problema, sinabi nila, yan yung kabuuan. Hindi naman hinihingi ng mga apostles yung kabuuan. Hindi nga sila humingi ng kahit ano. Ang problema, ito, no? Okay? Benda sila, sabi nila, ito yung buo. Bless lang kami. And we just want to further advance the kingdom of God. May property kami, binenta namin. And here's the whole amount. Use it. Ano nangyari? Okay. Pero ang problema, hindi pala full amount. Okay. They kept the rest. Okay. Let's go on. Then Peter said, Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit and you kept some of the money for yourself. The property was yours to sell or not to sell. As you wished. I mean, yeah, it was for you. It was your. After selling it, the money was also yours to give away. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God. As soon as Ananias heard his words, he fell to the floor and died. Everyone who heard about it was terrified. Then some young man got up, wrapped him in a sheet, and took him out and buried him. Okay? 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked, "Why was this price? What was this price you and your husband received for your land?" And then look, he lied again. The wife lied. Yes. That was the price. And Peter said, how could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Spirit of the Lord like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door and they will carry you two out. And just like that, sabi dito, namatay din siya. Instantly, she fell to the floor and died. And when the young man came in and saw that she was dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear gripped the entire church and everyone else who heard what happened. And you feared it was a sense of the God's holiness. Now, understand is why did this thing happen? This couple was thinking of God lightly. They think that they could just do that. Now, what was the sin? Ano yung kasalanan ni Ananias and Sapphira? Was it stealing? No, the property was theirs. Was it greed? No, it wasn't even about greed. It was lying. Specifically what? They were trying to appear to be someone. Or they're trying to make it appear that they gave more than what they have given. And I think that's the danger of social media. It's so easy to post something spiritual, even if your life is devoid of true repentance, even when there's no fruit in your life. Post ka lang ng post, dami like ng like. Church, let God turn us. Don't live a double life. Turn away from hypocrisy. Turn away. The fire of God, as you go into His presence, as you seek His word, let that fire change you. Because a real encounter with God will change your life. Repent. Change. God is near. God is near. One last verse. Joel chapter 2. Prophet Joel wrote, chapter 2, verse 12. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. I mean, yung mga Israelites, sometimes the way they show their remorse or their repentance is they would rend it, pupunitin lang yung damit nila as an expression of repentance. Pupunitin lang yung damit nila. They would rent. Pero dito, pinapakita ng Lord, I'm not after the outward appearance. Sabi, rend your heart. Rend your heart. He's after your heart. Not just the outside things. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate. Return. And slow to anger, abounding in love. He relents from sending calamity. Return to the Lord. Allow God to turn. It's hard to turn on our own. When you begin to see God, He is worthy and He is righteous. Let's pray. And some, the psalmist wrote, who may stand before the holy hill of the Lord, who may ascend into the presence of the Almighty. Those who have clean hands, a pure heart. Those who have not falsely worship idols. God, come before the Lord. Come before the Lord. Turn the Lord, Lord, turn my heart. Turn my heart. Turn my heart, God. I want you to respond to God's call to repent, to change. Lord, let there be a spirit of real repentance, Lord. Lord, we forsake hypocrisy, Lord God. Lord, we forsake hypocrisy, God, of appearing to be someone we are not. Of appearing, Lord God, to look right when we are a mess. Lord, help us to come into the light. Lord, let your fire, your light, Lord, expose us, God. Let your light shine upon us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, just begin to come before. Rend your heart. Turn to the Lord. Rend your heart. Break your heart before God. Maybe for the longest time you've been living in this sin, and you know it's wrong. But the Lord is turning. He's turning your heart. And as the Lord is turning your heart, all you have to do is just surrender. All you have to do is, yes, Lord, I'm turning back. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. And I want you to picture that sin. Picture that sin. Lust, pride, bitterness, anger, jealousy, envy, greed, hypocrisy. And right now, I want you to see yourself. You're turning. Go ahead, turn. Turn away. Turn away. Turn away. Turn away. You're making that turn. You're deciding. You're facing God right now. You're leaving that place, that sin. You're making a decision, a conviction. Follow God. For the Lord, He is God. If that is you, there's a decision you're making right now. You're turning away from something that is wrong. I'd like to pray for you. I'd like to pray for you. Raise up your hands if you're making a decision in your life right now. Lord, you see these hands. Lord, even right now, we pray for your grace and your strength to repent, to turn away, to change. Lord, we pray for the grace to change. Let there be a real change in your church, Lord God. Let the fire of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, begin to transform, Lord God. Begin to change, Lord, our hearts, Lord God. Lord, I pray, grant us a new nature, Lord, a desire, Lord God, to follow you. To hate sin. Lord, to hate sin and love you, God. Lord, turn our hearts in this generation. Turn our hearts, Lord God, to be alive. Turn our hearts, Lord God, for ourselves to be on fire, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I release your grace. I release your loving kindness, God, as you work deep inside our hearts, work a deep conviction, Lord, a spirit of repentance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this work that you are doing in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give a clap, Lord. Now, just a couple of things. There's this verse, sabi dito, that in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, sabi dito, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But look at verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. No. What is John saying? You know, he's talking about that if we confess. To confess means to bring something into the light. Okay? Confession is not only before God. Okay. In James, sabi yon, confess your sins to one another. James chapter 5, so that there may be healing. Okay. The way God wants for us to preserve and keep that fire burning is with one another. That's why here at Destiny, we have life groups, no? Where we are accountable to one another. Okay. What prevents me from slipping back and going back to sin is when I surround myself with people that I am accountable to. Right? On our own, we cannot do it. But praise God. That's what church is. Church is not the service. Church is not the building. It is the people. It is the people that we open our lives with. And sabi ni Paul, no, I did not only give you the gospel, I gave you my life as well. It's an opening of our lives to one another. You put yourself into the light. Step into the light. And for so long, maybe some of us have been hiding, covering, hypocritos, masking, acting lang. No, step into the light. Step into the sun. And you'll experience real freedom. Amen. And so we encourage you, find a life group. You know, we have life groups that meet every week, small groups, where we can be real friends to support and help one another, keep the fire burning, and continue in a spirit of repentance. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great week ahead of you. Okay. If you haven't given your tithes and offerings, please give. God bless you.